The Devil Wears Prada by Lauren Weisberger. Read by Laurel Lefko. Beware of all enterprises that require new clothes. Henry David Thoreau, Walden, 1854. Chapter 1. The light hadn't even officially turned green at the intersection of 17th and Broadway before an army of overconfident yellow cabs roared past the tiny death trap I was attempting to navigate around the city streets. Clutch, gas, shift, neutral to first or first to second, release clutch, I repeated over and over in my head, the mantra offering little comfort and even less direction amid the screeching midday traffic. The little car bucked wildly twice before it lurched forward through the intersection. My heart flip-flopped in my chest. Without warning, the lurching evened out, and I began to pick up speed. Lots of speed. I glanced down to confirm visually that I was only in second gear, but the rear end of a cab loomed so large in the windshield that I could do nothing but jam my foot on the brake pedal so hard that my heel snapped off. Shit! Another pair of $700 shoes sacrificed to my complete and utter lack of grace under pressure. This clocked in as my third such breakage this month. It was almost a relief when the car stalled. I'd obviously forgotten to press the clutch when attempting to brake for my life. I had a few seconds. Peaceful seconds, if one could overlook the angry honking and varied forms of the word fuck being hurled at me from all directions, to pull off my Manolos and toss them into the passenger seat. There was nowhere to wipe my sweaty hands except for the suede Gucci pants that hugged my thighs and hips so tightly they'd both begun to tingle within minutes of my securing the final button. My fingers left wet streaks across the supple suede that swathed the tops of my now numb thighs. Attempting to